I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Winter weather, a presidential visit, and one of the biggest football games of the year are all taking place in Atlanta today. Ahead of today's college football championship between Georgia and Alabama, a winter weather advisory is in effect until noon. Freezing rain is expected to fall, which could cause serious problems for commuters. Officials have already closed schools in Atlanta, Clayton, Cobb, DeKalb and Gwinnett, among other counties. Governor Deal says non-essential state offices will also be closed today. Meanwhile, the University of Georgia is looking to win its first national championship since 1980 when it faces Alabama tonight. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
UGA coach Kirby Smart worked under Alabama's Nick Saban for nearly a decade before becoming Georgia's coach in 2015. Smart says he and his former mentor are very familiar with each other's coaching styles.
I know who he is. I know what he does. He knows everything that I do and that we do. There's a lot of similarities between the two programs.
Saban has won four national championships since joining Alabama in 2007. Tonight's game is expected to attract thousands of fans, including the president, who will also be in attendance. Kickoff is tonight at 8 on ESPN. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
The NAACP is urging people to wear white and hold anti-Trump signs to protest the president as he attends a big game in Atlanta tonight. The group says that wearing white is meant to mock the snowflake label that Trump supporters use to describe their opponents. Another group, Refuse Fascism Atlanta, says that before kickoff, they'll take a knee against Trump outside CNN's world headquarters in solidarity with athletes who have knelt during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. Despite winter weather and traffic due to tonight's game, the 2018 General Assembly will begin on schedule at 10 o'clock this morning. However, the Atlanta Business Chronicle reports the annual Eggs and Issues Breakfast hosted by the Georgia Chamber of Commerce. That'll take place on Wednesday instead of tomorrow. Later in the week, Governor Deal will deliver his final State of the State address to a joint session of the General Assembly. Deal will complete his second term in office at the end of this year. The Atlanta Falcons are heading to the second round of the NFL playoffs after Saturday's 26-13 win over the Los Angeles Rams. Atlanta's defense shut down one of the top scoring teams in the league and kept former UGA Bulldog Todd Gurley out of the end zone. Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan spoke about the win after the game.
We're not here just to get here. We want to make noise while we're here. And so, you know, this is what it's all about. It's about giving yourself the opportunity, you know, this time of the year to compete and play in games like this and to win games like this.
Atlanta will now travel on to Philadelphia to face the top-seeded Eagles in the next round of the playoffs on Saturday. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.